You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And yes, indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to a Wednesday. Yes, we're halfway through the week, so what do we say? We say WTW, don't we? Of course we do. Welcome to Wednesday. And it is the 28th of September. Good grief, just a few more days to go, and we're in October. All rather scary, really, isn't it? Let's take a look at today's date. Either way, it is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D, and the time just 1 minute after six, and I'm going to be with you right through till 10 o'clock this morning. A few things relevant to the date, the 28th of September. Czech Statehood Day today, being celebrated in the Czech Republic. Freedom from Hunger Day. International Day for Universal Access to Information. National Day of Awareness and Unity Against Child Pornography. That's in the Philippines, in actual fact. Should be everywhere, though. Teachers' Day in Taiwan and Chinese Filipino schools in the Philippines. Ceremonies dedicated to Confucius are also observed. And also, we're looking today, it is, well, it's World Rabies Day today. I guess World Rabies Awareness Day today. Maple Leaf Day today is being celebrated on the last Wednesday in September, and that's up there in Canada. And as Confucius would say, let's get started.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
It's a beautiful morning.
Two great tracks bring us in on this Wednesday morning. It was a beautiful morning. It still is a beautiful morning. That was the first song we played. And that was by the Rascals back in March of 1968 that was released. And following on, well, a little bit of French lesson for this morning. Cherchez la femme. And that was written and performed by Dr. Buzzard's original Savannah Band. And lead vocals on there, by the way, Corey Day. And in 1976, there we go, that was it when that was released. 1976. Let's find some beautiful people, shall we? Wonderful world and beautiful people. Go. That's taking us back to the 60s as well with that one. 1969 to be precise when that was released. And it was by Jimmy Cliff. The title of a 69 album by Jimmy Cliff as well. And Wonderful World, Beautiful People. And that track, by the way, it was changed originally. It was, I can't remember what it was originally. I know there were some issues with the name of that. And it's a Wonderful World, Beautiful People after the track of that name was released as a single. That was in the United States. Richard Pollack, who is credited with the sleeves of a number of Island Records artists in early 1970s, is credited with the photography. They had to, there's some issues to do with that. Always issues, isn't there? What happened to all the wonderful world and beautiful people? That's what I want to know. They're not easy to find these days. Right, time on the Breakfast Show. We're going to do this. Get you in the shower for this morning. We are making, we're just about 20 seconds away from 15 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock on this morning's Breakfast Show. And we have KC. KC and the Sunshine Band. Keep it coming, love. go, yes, and time to get you out of the shower and on your way to wherever it is that you're going today. And that was KC and the Sunshine Band, Keep It Coming Love, and released as a single back in 1977. And it was on their 76 album. There we go, off you go. 1976 album, which was just called Part 3. The song, like its predecessor, That's the Way, I Like It, became widely successful due to apparently its sexual double entendres. We could talk about those for a while, could we? Anyway, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just 19 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock this morning. 9 8 7. It goes on. 4. Instant replay from Dan Hartman. That's it, Dan Hartman, an instant replay. What do we got for you this morning? Usual bits and pieces. We'll take a look at the local news, some of the headlines. I tell you what we have done. There's so much going on, isn't it, with the Odebrecht case right now. And that's quite lengthy, so I've just taken out some sections of that, and then you can catch up with it by going on and reading it in the papers. So we have local news. We'll take a look at that at, around about 7 or 8 minutes' time. And 7 o'clock, we'll look at some of the international news for today, 7:30, some of the business news. In between the two, we will look at the weather. And what I can tell you weather-wise right now, looking at the studio window, some breaks in the cloud today, which is rather nice. This is as Ian is sucking its way up to Florida, up there. There are sort of evacuations of, I think it's over 1 million people is being undertaken up there in Florida. So we wish them the best of luck today. Mm-hmm. Bring us down to the bottom here. Yeah, that's the Doobie Brothers. South City, Midnight Lady. And if you are keeping eye on time, well, we're just a few seconds away from 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperier.
Por tu seguridad y la de todos, espera el tren detrás de la línea amarilla y sitúate a lo largo del andén o plataforma de espera. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And what we're going to do right now is take a look at some of the local news for you. As I said, there was a lot happening in the Odebrecht case yesterday. So I'm just going to give you a little synopsis of some of the parts, and then you can catch up by reading it on the internet. The 12th day of the preliminary hearing of the Odebrecht case began with the statement of Cosme Moreno, defense attorney for Jaime Lasso, the former lobbyist and former member of the Finance Committee of the Panamanista Party, who assured that his client's constitutional guarantees had been violated by being subjected to the phenomenon of double judging. Well, apparently this argument is not new, as Lasso has wielded it from the very moment he was called for questioning 5 years ago. Next, it was the turn of Guillermina McDonald, Navin Mohan Bakhtar's lawyer, whom the prosecution links to the case for the acquisition of a black Airbus helicopter registration linked to Luis Enrique Martinelli Linares. The prosecution learned of the existence of this helicopter thanks to the statement of Evelyn Vargas Reynaga. Then Luis Eduardo Camacho Gonzalez presented himself as the lawyer for Luis Enrique and Ricardo Alberto Martinelli Linares, who are currently serving a sentence in the United States for laundering at least $28 million in bribes from Odebrecht through the U.S. financial system. Both confessed to a New York judge that they committed the crime following their father's orders. Well, despite these facts, Camacho Gonzalez asked Judge Martinez for a dismissal for them. Later, it was up to Elma Cortez to present the arguments in favor of Importadora Ricamar and Linda Gesto. For both, that she requested a definitive dismissal for the company. She also requested an incident of nullity due to lack of jurisdiction. She questioned that Importadora Ricamar is the only legal person accused of the crime of money laundering within the present case, and announced that she will file a prescription appeal of the criminal action. Former prosecutor Anna Belfon appeared before Judge Martinez as a lawyer for Maria Bagatelas de Papadimitriou, mother of former minister of the presidency, Jimmy Papadimitriou, and both of those are indicted. Belfon pointed out that, it says here, there is an emotional and legal capacity to appear in this case. To do with her client. She too was not aware of many things that happened with her society, since in Greek culture it is customary for women to have total dependence on their husband. And according to Rabeo's statement, the father of former minister Jimmy Papadimitriou asked him for the money, which is a reason why the mother and son are now charged. Bill 844, which sought to repeal Laws 122 of 2019 and 314 of 2022 that grant tourist incentives, did not pass the first debate. The proposal, promoted by the executive, was rejected on Tuesday with 5 votes against during its discussion in the first debate by the Trade and Economic Affairs Commission of the National Assembly. The hearing in which it will be decided whether or not to endorse the expulsion and a revocation of the mandate against 15 dissident deputies from the Cambio Democratico Party began at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, as planned. This session takes place at the hearing venue of the Electoral Tribunal, the Tribunal Electoral, in Ancon. It is chaired by Magistrates Heriberto Arruz, Alfredo Junca and Eduardo Valdez Escofari. And moving on, we got the deputies of the Budget Commission of the National Assembly. Well, they lashed out on the night of Monday. This was against the Minister of Public Works, Rafael Sabonge, during the support of the budget of the portfolio he directs. In a session that began at around 7:30 p.m. and ended after midnight, the deputies questioned Sabonge's management, especially due to the deterioration of the country's main roads. Nearly 20 deputies signed up on the list to ask the minister questions all related to their circuits, such as the construction of bridges, new streets and road maintenance. Like this quote, "Those of us who legislate and tour the country are not noticing the work," said Deputy Annabella Brega. I think we'd all like to have a word with Mr. Sabon, don't you? Copa Airlines reported that due to the weather effects on the Tofumen International Airport on Tuesday, which caused air operations to be temporarily suspended for 2 hours, it was necessary to divert the aircraft arriving in Panama to alternate airports, such as Panama Pacifico and others in Colombia. They maintain that they are working to normalize operations and to solve the situation they have. To solve it, they have decided to offer flexibility to those passengers whose itineraries were affected by this bad weather situation. We offer the possibility of making date changes without penalty by contacting the reservation center on your travel agency in accordance with the conditions detailed. And I'll just give you those quickly because I guess they're important if you're one of them. Passengers with tickets issued until September the 27th and with original flight dates from September the 26th to September the 30th. Okay, there's one that you can do that. Then the other one is the deadline to make changes to the flights is September the 29th. That's tomorrow. And the new itinerary must start before the 7th of October. And the branch of the savings bank in front of Via Lucre in the district of San Miguelito was robbed on the morning of this Tuesday. The entity confirmed the theft. There were no injuries, no physical damage to collaborators or customers, the savings bank said in a message on its Twitter account. The thieves abandoned the sedan vehicle in which one of the in one of the internal streets of the Santa Clara neighborhood in Juan Diaz. They then got into a Tuscan van while the white with a black roof. So there we go. That's the second bank. There's some banks being hit, aren't they? And that's it. Those are some of the things in the local news this morning. I'll say more details on those a little bit later on at 8 and 9 o'clock. We're making our way to 22 minutes before the hour of 8 here on The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM.
Sister and a cousin on the side. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Donna Summer, Unconditional Love. Before that, Aerosmith and A Walk This Way.
Come on,
Keep your eye on the time. We are making our way to 13 and a half minutes after the hour of, or before the hour rather, of 7 o'clock. Let's make sure I get that right. It don't get you late, do we? Hey, looking at some of the things relevant to today's date, we mentioned at the beginning of the program about Confucius. Well, if you go back to the year 551, believe it or not, BC. Gosh, teacher and philosopher Confucius was born. He dedicated most of his life to teaching, starting at the age of 22 when he opened his first school. 551 BC, gosh. 1066, England was invaded by William the Conqueror, who claimed the English throne. Shame on him. And in 1542, San Diego, California was discovered by Portuguese navigator Juan Rodriguez Cabrillo. That's a journey, and don't stop believing. 9 before 7. Now, tell you what, if you missed the last hour of today's program, which I'm sure quite a few of you did, because I know you've listened to us a lot as you make your way into work, and not all of you can listen towards the end of the program. We had a special guest in the last hour of yesterday's program, and that was Katha Sanchez, and she was in here, lovely young lady, and she has brought out her first single. She's working on another couple. I know there's another one coming out, I think, next week as well. And so I thought I would play her song, her new single, which is out. This is Smile Without Me is what it's called.
I keep wondering and thinking about how a soulmate is a part of your soul and heart, and how much it hurts when you left. After you said you'd be next to my deathbed, we met one day on a summer morning. You were new and I was slightly boring. We became attached at the hip. So many promises.
She's got a lovely voice, isn't she? That's Katha Sanchez and Smile Without Me. And that's the single. It's another one, I believe, say, coming out next week. And we're going to be watching her career very closely. Well, watch anybody's career closely, really. Even my own. George Ezra on this morning's Breakfast Show. 5 minutes to the top of the hour. This is Green Green Grass.
Well, she moves like lightning, and she counts to three. She turns out all the lights and says she's coming for me. Now put your hands up, this is a heist. And there's no one in here living gonna make it out alive. Load it up when the sun comes down. Getaway car for two young lovers. Me and the girl straight out of town. Over the hills and undercover, undercover, undercover. She said, green, green girl. Your lovers, me and the girl straight out of town, over the hills and under.
Listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Good evening. Welcome to Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge. Allow me to share with you today's specials. Bangkok noodles with beef and shrimp in a garlic pepper sauce, pineapple fried rice with raisins, cashews and diced vegetables, and tom kha. This is our famous traditional Thai coconut milk hot and sour soup with seafood combination.
Whoa.
See, honey, I told you you would like it. They have the type of food you like and vegan options for me.
It's hard for me to admit, but you were right.
Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge, open from 12 to 11 p.m. in San Francisco. Calle 66 with Calle 50. PH, The Towers.
Mi amor, qué bien que llegaste. ¿Lista para ver la serie?
Claro que sí. Déjame prender la computadora.
Oye, pero eso como que se ve mal.
Ay, sí, hace varios días. No sé qué le pasa.
Y se escucha bien raro.
Ah, eso lo tiene hace rato. Tampoco sé por qué.
Si tu equipo está fallando pero no sabes qué le sucede, tráelo a DataSurf y te damos un diagnóstico. Aprovecha el DataSurf Black Week del 12 al 30 de septiembre y te brindamos un 25% de descuento en el costo del diagnóstico. Visita dspma.com o nuestro Instagram, @DataSurfPanamá, y descubre todas nuestras promociones. DataSurf, líderes en soluciones tecnológicas desde 1989.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Valley Motors in Clayton, Suite Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tires and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors, 6431-0419.
Valley Motors.
And I tell you what, also, don't forget you're making your way into the office now. By the way, it's just a few seconds after 7 o'clock in the morning. As you make your way into your office, especially if you're in the Paitia area, please don't forget to pop in to De Gourmet Store. That's our friends at the Delicatessen Store and Speciality Foods in Paitia Mall. Now, Paitia Mall is a little strip mall which is right next to the Pacific Center. You'll also find the Panama Clinic. That's the same area where it is. They're waiting for you from Monday through till Saturday. So do pop along. Go and pick yourself up something for breakfast. Empanadas. They've got delicious baked breads as well, by the way. Cut some meat. Make yourself a little sandwich. So this is it. Do pop along. Their gourmet store there in Paitia. Time on The Breakfast Show. Well, we're going to give a little call sign, and we'll be right back.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Yes, indeed. And we're a minute and a half now after the hour of 7 o'clock. International news for this morning says here any deliberate disruption to the EU's energy infrastructure would meet a robust and united response, its top diplomat has said. After several states said two Russian pipelines to Europe have been spewing gas into the Baltic and they had been attacked. It remained far from clear who might be behind the leaks or any foul play. If proven, on the Nord Stream pipelines that Russia and European partners spent billions of dollars building. The United States Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, had weeks ago warned Germany about possible attacks on gas pipelines in the Baltic Sea. German magazine Spiegel said on Tuesday after gas leaks in the Russian pipelines to Germany were reported. Now, the German government received the CIA tip in the summer, as Spiegel reported, citing unnamed sources, adding that Berlin assumes a targeted attack on Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipeline. Russian-installed officials in four occupied regions of Ukraine reported huge majorities of voters in favor of joining Russia as the United States planned a UN resolution condemning the referendums as shams, and Russia remained defiant. The United States was also preparing a new round of sanctions against Russia should it annex Ukrainian territory. A $1.1 billion arms package for Ukraine that will be announced soon, the U.S. officials have said. The United States was also preparing a new round of sanctions should it annex Ukrainian territory. Oh, it's the same. Well, basically the same story, so we'll skip that one. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris condemned on Wednesday disturbing actions by China in the Pacific while pledging to deepen unofficial ties with Taiwan days after the U.S. administration pledged its forces would defend the island. Harris made her remarks on the deck of the USS Howard destroyer during a visit to the largest overseas U.S. Navy installation in the world in Yokosuka, near the Japanese capital. Cuba's electrical grid collapsed late on Tuesday, local officials said, leaving the entire country in the dark shortly after Hurricane Ian plowed through the western end of the island, leaving a path of destruction in its wake. The sprawling Category 3 hurricane was barreling north towards dry Tortugas off the Florida Keys late on Tuesday, with maximum sustained winds of 120 miles per hour. That's about 195 kilometers an hour, the U.S. National Hurricane Center said. Former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has widened his lead over incumbent Jair Bolsonaro to 13 percentage points, less than 1 week ago ahead of presidential election. A genial Quaquesta poll released on Wednesday has shown. Recent polls indicated that Lula could beat his far-right populist rival in the first round, scheduled to happen next Sunday. And looting in Haiti this month led to the loss of at least $6 million of relief assistance, including 2,000 tons of food, a World Food Programme official said on Monday, as the Caribbean nation struggles with civil unrest and chronic gang violence. Protests flared across Haiti following Prime Minister Ariel Henry's September 11th announcement of a fuel price increase, triggering protests and street violence that included the sacking of WFP warehouses. That's the World Food Programme. Now, there's some things in the international news for today. When you see all these sort of threats and sort of chest beating by Russia, and I don't know, I think it's a piece about this on the news yesterday, I was listening last night, that, you know, the European Union, NATO and the States, well, they're all part of the same, they really need to start getting tough. Oh, we're going to put more sanctions. They don't seem to care about the sanctions. What we need is some huevos. Time on the Breakfast Show for some Super Tramp. Give a little bit.
All right. Here we go again. Jerry D.
Yeah.
I just like the name of the group, Gin Blossoms. Can't go wrong with a bit of gin. I Found Out About You is what it's called. Just brought us to 14 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock this morning. And I tell you what, we're going to take one more song and then we're going to take a look and see what the weather is doing. What I can tell you, which is always very promising, isn't it? If the blind is down. Yeah, Yaz has turned the blind down, so there's our weather forecast. The blind is down, it's sunny, all right? Keeping on the time of 14 and a half minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. What is this? This is Standing in the Rain from John Paul Young. There he goes, yes. John Paul Young, Standing in the Rain. Well, let's find out if that's what we're going to be doing today, shall we? Are we going to be standing in the rain? I tell you what, looking at the forecast for this morning, with all little drawings of clouds and rain underneath. So this morning doesn't look too good, but I tell you what, looking out of the studio window, it's not looking bad. Let's start over there in Costa Rica in the province of Colón, 29 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature today, with 23 being the minimum. Thermal sensation not too bad at 35 degrees Celsius, with their relative humidity there at 87%. They say a chance for a few showers during the course of the morning, rain and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and it'll be cloudy too tonight. West Panama, we're looking at 29 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 23 the minimum. Thermal sensation again, quite comfortable for today, 34 degrees Celsius is what it will feel like. Their relative humidity is at 81%. It says here a few showers during the course of this morning, rain and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and tonight a few showers. Moving along to us in the metropolitan area, what have we got? We've got 29 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 23 the minimum, 35 degrees, thermal sensation and relative humidity at 83%. They say cloudy. There are some clouds out there, but we've also got quite a bit of sunshine as well, so I would say partially cloudy. And so that's rather pleasant. It really is nice to see a bit of sunshine. We do get a few good days after a hurricane when it sucks all the air up there to Florida now. And it leaves us with some, you know, normally a nice couple of days. Let's see, the metropolitan area say rain and thunderstorms this morning. And, cloudy this morning, rain and thunderstorms in the afternoon and tonight. We're going to have a few showers, so not too bad. Now, moving out to the Perlis Islands, let's see what is in store for today. We're looking at 29 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 26 the minimum, 35 degrees the thermal sensation, relative humidity there at 85%. Chance for a few showers during the course of the morning, isolated rain, thunderstorms in the afternoon. It's got a combination of everything. Got a little cloud with rain underneath with a flash of lightning, and then peeping out the top is sunshine. So it's going to be very confusing. Tonight, by the way, out there, same thing, isolated rain, thunderstorms. Tonight, so it's going to be the same as the afternoon, but dark. Now, let's move on to maritime conditions. We are a maritime nation. Let's see what is in store for us. Let's take a look at the tides for today, 28th of September, starting on the Pacific high tide. That was at 5:05 this morning, and it was 5.12 metres. Low tide will be at 11:23. It's going to be flat at zero. High tide again, 5:27 in the afternoon. 4.97 metres, and the last low tide, that'll be at 11:36 tonight, 0.15 of a metre. On the Caribbean, high tide was at 3:19 this morning, that was 0.12 of a metre. We've just missed the low tide, it was at 7:13, and that was 0.09 of a metre. High tide again, that'll be at 2:39 in the afternoon, 0.3 of a metre. And the last low tide, that's going to be at 10:33 tonight, and that will be flat at zero. Now, moving along, let's take a look and see what the actual sea conditions are like for today. Starting on the Caribbean, we're looking at good conditions for this morning. Winds are very light, just a slight breeze, 2 to 4 kilometres an hour coming in from the northwest. Waves, good day for boarding, well, good morning for boarding at any rate, with waves at just 1 foot. Let's see what it's like in the afternoon. Good conditions are continuing. Yeah, if you're boarding, waves the same, just at 1 foot. The winds are 6 to 8 kilometres an hour in the afternoon, and that'll be coming from a west-south-westerly direction. All right, so now let's take a look, shall we, at the Pacific Ocean. We're looking at good conditions for this morning. Again, light winds, 6 to 8 kilometres an hour, west-northwest, waves at 4 feet. In the afternoon, good conditions continue. 4 foot waves, they're continuing as well. Winds picking up very slightly. 10 to 14 kilometres an hour in the afternoon, coming from north-northwest.
Thank you.
There's the dramatics there in the rain. Some nice sound effects there. Pouring the rain. There goes the thunder and lightning. Now, tell you what, as we always say on The Breakfast Show, we all like a good cover, don't we? You know, when it's really good. When it's the same, you know, when you can take an original song, which has always been a great success, and then you can give it something brand new. Mary Lou sent me a little link yesterday, and it's a cover of Ed Sheeran's Perfect. Now, it says, an amazing collaboration across the oceans between Carolina Protensko and Oscar Stambridge. Now, these are two teen sensations in their own countries from the USA and Sweden. Well, they came together to create this wondrous, really is a lovely cover of Ed Sheeran's original song, Perfect. It was filmed in Sweden and California before they could meet and perform live, which they have done, by the way. They did it in the summer in Santa Monica. More. This is sea, this isn't rain, okay?
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead. I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time. Darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is so mine, baby.
found a woman stronger than anyone I know. She shares my dreams. I hope that someday I'll share a home. I found a love to carry more than just my secrets, to carry love, to carry children all the wrong.
We are so kids, but we're so in love, fighting against all odds. I know we'll be
cover that, isn't it? Thanks for linking us up with that one, Mary Lou. If you've got some songs which you think are brilliant, some good cover versions of some songs that you like, let us know. Just drop us a WhatsApp on 677-18822, 677-18822. Right, just to remind you, by the way, Quinto 24 is coming with lots of flow. Can't beat a bit of flow, can you? They are taking you to Bad Bunny's VIP concert. Publish your card with the hashtag #BadBunnyE24 and find out more. That's on Encuentro 24. All right, the offer is valid up until the 15th of October, so you've got a bit of time. Right, let's get back to the international news, getting back to the international business news for right now. Global shares sank to two-year lows on Wednesday. This is starting today. Surging borrowing costs and a worsening energy crisis intensified fears that the world could tip into recession, which sent investors dashing for the safe haven dollar. Yields on US 10-year treasuries dropped by 4% for the first time since 2010 as markets wagered the Federal Reserve might have to take interest rates past 4.5%. The pound came under fire again on the back of a renewed surge in UK bond yields that have driven the government's borrowing costs above those with heavier debt burdens such as Greece and Italy. The International Monetary Fund and ratings agency Moody's criticised Britain's new economic strategy announced on Friday, which has sparked a collapse in the value of the British assets. Investors are braced for more havoc in bond markets that has already forced the Bank of England to promise significant action. The International Monetary Fund openly criticised Britain's new economy strategy on Tuesday. This was following another slide in bond markets that forced the Bank of England to promise those significant response to stabilise the economy. Pressure piled on new finance minister Kwasi Kwarteng to reassess his policy, which unleashed turmoil in financial markets as leading economists, investors and executives said that rock-bottom investor confidence would recover only if the plan was scrapped. Oil prices were broadly stable on Wednesday as pressure from a strengthening dollar and crude storage bills was offset by US production cuts caused by Hurricane Ian. Brent crude futures were up 5 cents or 0.06% at $86.32 per barrel. That was at 9:37 GMT. While US West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures were down 9 cents or 0.1 cent at $78.41 a barrel. Both contracts raised earlier falls after rising over 2% in the previous session. United States regulators on Tuesday fined 16 financial firms, including Barclays, Bank of America, Citigroup, Credit Suisse, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, and UBS, a combined $1.8 million after staff discussed deals and trades on their personal devices and apps. The sweeping industry probe, first reported by Reuters last year and subsequently disclosed by multiple lenders, is a landmark case for the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, and Commodity Futures Trading Commission, marking one of their largest collected resolutions. So all these are sort of banks, aren't they? You've got Barclays, Bank of America, Citigroup, Credit Suisse, Goldman Sachs, but I'm just wondering, when they find the banks, because let's face it, banks are making business with our money. So when they get fined all these amounts of money, is it our money that's being lost? Just out of interest. China's coronavirus-driven economic slowdown is proving to be a boon for Xu Chengqi, the Shanghai-based founder of second-hand luxury goods marketplace, ZZER, who is now scouting for shop space to extend the business. The former venture capitalist is seeing a surge in people looking to sell their Hermes, Birkin bags or Rolex watches to raise cash, as well as a jump in interest from belt-tightening shoppers. I tell you what this would say, you know, they always say, don't they? One man's muck is another one. One man's poison is another man's gold. And that's pretty much the case. Doesn't matter what the situation is, that always seems to come through, doesn't it? Someone's always going to make money. If you're making weapons right now, business is good. Life's Been Good. And that was from Joe Walsh on this morning's program. Don't forget, in the 8 o'clock hour, he'll be able to join us this morning. Andres Clementi, will be taking a look at what he's been watching over the last week or so. I finished Manifest, by the way. Yeah, I got through the whole thing, enjoyed every minute of it. And then I got a little message from Netflix yesterday saying that the first of the next series 4, is coming out beginning of November. I'm a happy bunny. I'm always a happy bunny, really, aren't I? We're 18 minutes before 8 o'clock.
Thinking about you, baby, my one desire. Gonna wrap my arms around you and hold you close to me. Oh, baby, I wanna taste your lips, I wanna be a fantasy, yeah. I don't know what I'd do without you, baby, don't know where I'd be. You're not just another lover, no, you're everything to me. Every time I'm with you, baby, I can't believe it's true. When you lay in my arms and you do the things you do, you can see it in my eyes, I can feel it in your touch. You don't have to say a thing, just let me show how much I love you. All over and over again. I wanna kiss you all over till the night closes in. Till the night closes in. Stay with me, stay with me, holding me, loving me.
And kiss all over. Right, let's take a look and see what else is relevant to today's date, shall we? By the way, if you have just joined us, a very good morning to you. It is The Breakfast Show. We're about making our way to 14 minutes before 8 o'clock. And we've got the news for you. Don't forget, the top of the hour. And Andreas will be chatting with us in the 8 o'clock hour about the movies. Now, let's see, what else we got? Did we have this one? Yes, we did. We had that one. That was about San Diego. Toronto becomes the capital of Ontario. And that was in 1867. 1924, the first around-the-world flight was completed by two U.S. Army planes when they landed in Seattle, Washington. The trip took 175 days. And last one for now. In 1928, Sir Alexander Fleming notices a bacteria killing mold growing in his laboratory, discovering, well, what later became known as penicillin. I find if I leave my clothes in my closet, it gets all that on it as well. A world of penicillin, I suppose. Make your own, couldn't you? Michael Jackson on The Breakfast Show. A place with no name.
Across on the highway, my Jeep began to rock. I didn't know what to do, so I stopped and got off and looked down. I noticed I got a flat, so I rocked out, parked the car like sideways.
Now tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
in a row on The Breakfast Show.
Stimulate my brain. This job ain't worth the pay.
There we go. That's Shania Twain and Honey, I'm Home, and that was preceded by Tom Petty and Honeybee. And guess what? That's taken us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy, and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
Me la voy a dar toda pa' un VIP, ey, saluden a Titi, vamos tirando un selfie, say cheese.
Ay no, Mónica, en este celular ni se ve para hacer el selfie.
Ay sí, es que se me cayó el otro día.
La pantalla de tu iPhone 11, 12 o 13 está rota o rajada y deseas cambiarla, aprovecha el DataServe Black Week del 12 al 30 de septiembre y te brindamos un 5% de descuento en su reparación. También aplica para baterías. Visita dspma.com o nuestro Instagram @DataServePanamá y descubre todas nuestras promociones. DataServe, líderes en soluciones tecnológicas desde 1989.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Ciudad del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
Por tu seguro.
Good evening. Welcome to Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge. Allow me to share with you today's specials. Bangkok noodles with beef and shrimp in a garlic pepper sauce, pineapple fried rice with raisins, cashews and diced vegetables, and tom kha. This is our famous traditional Thai coconut milk hot and sour soup with seafood combination.
Whoa.
See, honey, I told you you would like it. They have the type of food you like and vegan options for me.
It's hard for me to admit, but you were right.
Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge. Open from 12 to 11 p.m. in San Francisco. Calle 66 with Calle 50. PH, The Towers.
Yeah.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Oh, man, it's chilly up here. It's chilly, chilly, chilly. I'm going to need me a sweater. I had to put a blanket on the bed last night. It's nice and chilly. Oh, my goodness. But it is beautiful, and I'm so excited. I heard that my greenhouse has arrived in Miami. It's one of those plastic fold-up greenhouses, but once it's here and I get it set up, I should be able to get things going right nice. As a matter of fact, I said something about having all these seeds yesterday, and one of my dear friends, the Prez, over at AmSoc, she gave me a little text and said, you know, my mother loves collard greens, and she can't get collard greens down here. And she says, maybe you can plant some. And so I checked my seeds, and I said, by golly, yes, I do have collard greens. She goes, yay, we're going to have collard greens and hammocks. I said, you know, think about it. It's going to take about 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 10 weeks. First of all, I got to get the seeds in the dirt. Then they got to do their little germination. Then they got to come up. Then I got to put them in the greenhouse. Then they got to grow. So I'm thinking, you got a couple of months. It might be for Christmas you'll have ham hocks and collard greens. I don't know. You ain't having them Thanksgiving because they ain't going to be ready by then. All right. So the kitty cats are outside. They is happy because they got fur coats on. I wish I had a fur coat on right now. I had woke up to a couple of furry kitty cats trying to nuzzle under the covers because they was cold. So, the temperature is definitely changing. It's one of the nice things about being in Elvira. You don't need air conditioning. I know people have it, but it's so fresh right now. I know when the summer comes, it's going to be hot, hot, hot. It's going to be hot, hot, hot. But right now, we're doing just fine. All right, let's see. The plants and everything, just a couple days gone at the, you know, that down at the beach, things have grown pretty good. I can see the bananas are turning colors. I've got a whole hand out there, and oh, I'm so excited. Ooh, yummy, yummy, yummy. And I had some avocado yesterday from still leftover. Those things were so huge. The last two of the season, they hung onto that tree until the very last minute. And I've got 1, 2, 3 papaya trees just in the backyard. I think I got a couple in the front yard, too. And I believe this or not, I have pineapple growing. I have 3 pineapples growing. Amazing. I can't wait to see those pop up. All right. It is Wednesday. It's Humpity Hump Day. Okay, you guys, you have a wonderful week. I will talk to you shortly. Until then, back to you in the studio.
Hot, hot.
And there we go. That is Arrow and Hot, Hot, Hot.
How you feeling? How you feeling? How you feeling?
Will you stop moving around like that? Hello.
This is amazing. I love the song.
If it'll keep you quiet.
I'm telling you. It never ends, by the way. It just keeps going.
And I'll play it again if you like.
I mean, I just feel hot, hot, hot. Here we go. I gotta be honest, man. This is this song. I have it queued up every time I look at myself in the mirror. Boom. It comes up.
You still have mirrors in your house.
I still do, my friend. Okay. And I have it queued up to this song right here.
Anyway.
Good morning.
Good morning. By the way, how old do you think that record is?
I thought it was about 20 years old at least.
40.
There you go.
1983 it was released.
Whenever you go to a beach trip anywhere, any kind of a resort of any kind, there's always a moment in the day where a guy with a steel drum will show up and play the song. It is on cue.
No, then he should be arrested. You don't steal drums.
No, steel drums.
That's what I just said. You don't do that.
As in metal.
Metal?
Yeah, the steel.
Oh, right.
Steel drums.
Yes. Oil drums, they are.
No. You're thinking about something different.
No, the metal drums. They're made from oil drums.
Are they?
Yes.
Well, they are called steel drums.
And the way they make them is really quite, because the whole thing is curved, and then each one has a special little sort of bubble in it, and it's all the different sizes denote different tones.
By the way, that's my guilty pleasure instrument.
Oil drums.
Yes. Because, you know, people, for example, people are like, ooh, I love me some bagpipes. And they're like, everybody's like, no, bagpipes are the worst. Oil drums or steel drums is the same thing. People sometimes can't stand them. I love them. I'm a huge fan.
No, I think I do. And of course you get, you know, because of the different, you get different sizes and they have different notes, and that's really good. Very cool.
Harder to play than you expect. Hot, hot, hot to play. I love that song. It's a great song.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Remind me not to play that one again.
No. You can play it every time. You can be my intro.
I think we'd have to think of cold, cold, cold.
No, how dare you.
So, anyway, it's because we didn't see you last week.
No, I missed you guys. I had
make sure you remember the right excuse. Okay.
No. I told you guys I had a meeting.
You did. You said you had a meeting.
Yeah.
Was it a good meeting?
No. You know me. I'm honest. I'm always honest. No, it was not.
And by the way, I mean, have you heard anything else from Miami, by the way, with your...
No. As I've said many times, this will wait till next year. It does not happen that quickly. Honestly, I don't know if it will ever happen. I'm hoping it does. I keep talking to the producer, and he says he's still working on it, and I'm hoping something comes out of it. I have no expectations about it.
I remember, don't call us, we'll call you.
That's pretty much how it goes.
Pretty much how it
goes. Mm-hmm. So I'm just by the phone every night, just waiting.
Oh, you are looking old.
I disengaged from my family, just waiting by the phone.
Well, yeah, I can imagine.
You know, I left a huge beard. I decided about a month ago I want to leave myself a depression beard. You know. So people look at me on the street and like have pity on me.
So the longer it grows, is the more depressed you get.
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
All right, be careful you don't trip on it.
Yeah. I hate it now, though. My wife does as well.
It's only about half an inch.
But it's still, like, itchy. It itches. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
Manifest.
Oh. Are they on the island?
There is no island.
I'm sure there's going to be an island.
There's no island. And I've enjoyed every minute of it.
You have?
I have.
Okay.
I mean, come on, three episodes and three series, and I've gone through every one in a matter of weeks. But now they announced, yes, beginning of November, episode one of series four.
Will it be the last one? Or
it depends. I guess it depends how successful it is, won't it? You know, if it and the thing is, the beauty of it is that the storyline is such that they can keep it going if they want to.
Okay. Who's your favorite character?
Me.
You're in the show?
No, but you didn't ask me about the show.
Yeah, okay.
So who's your favorite character?
Who's your favorite character on the show?
Let me see. Who would that be? I think it would, I think the mother. The mother would be the one.
Okay.
She's very good. She's sort of...
Is she diabolical?
She had to... No, she doesn't dye anything.
No, no, diabolical.
She doesn't dye those either.
She's evil.
No, she's not.
She's not. She's a good person.
She's the one, you see, because she's the one that her husband came back after 5 years, you see, and and she's the one sort of holding it all together.
And she had another piece on the side.
No, well, she did.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, there you go.
Well, I mean, 5 years is a long time.
You got to move on.
Hey, Mum, some men can't manage 5 days.
Oh, whoa. Which men?
So what have you been watching?
I went to the premiere of Cumpleañero. I know I was going to talk about it last week, but I really wanted to talk about it.
You weren't here last week.
I wasn't here last week, so I wanted to talk about it today, because it's a Panamanian film, and not just the Panamanian film. It's the Panamanian film chosen to get nominated for an Oscar or be in contention for the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
So it's exciting.
Yeah, of course
it is. And it's by the show's friend Arturo Montenegro. It's by him. So I wanted to talk about it here on the show.
Excellent.
Give a review.
But what else have you watched? On TV?
Oh, I've seen My Little Pony. It premiered.
Must have been a bit scary for you.
It premiered yesterday, the season, because first it came the movie during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
We loved it. Huge fans. Great songs. And my daughter keeps watching it over and over again. And there's one TV, so I keep watching it over and over again. And I know the songs at this point. And the new series, like a TV show, premiered yesterday. Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And she found out about it, and she was like, I'm all in. So, My Little Pony. We're in episode 3. It's getting exciting. We're going to find out why the Earth ponies have powers now.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's exciting. It's a good mystery.
Right. Any capes?
No. Just ponies that talk and have powers.
Oh, well, that's normal.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's good times.
Right.
I don't know. I got to be... Here's the thing. As a parent, you got to find stuff to watch with your kids that won't make you kill yourself. So I think My Little Pony is one of them. I think My Little Pony is enjoyable. Yes, it is a TV show for kids. And yes, it's dumb, but it's enjoyable.
I can imagine. I mean, it's well suited.
Fair enough.
We talk about horror movies.
Yes.
And I'm not a sort of great horror movie. But the thing is, there's a new docuseries come out on Netflix.
Yes.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, I saw it. It's not a documentary. It's a TV show.
Well, it's a documenting his...
Oh, yeah. I started watching that, though.
But... that to me is a horror movie because there was another one I tried watching years ago. I can't remember who it was, but it was some along similar lines. And the reason I find it very difficult to cope with, because the scary thing is how that man's brain works.
Yeah.
How it got into that sort of, how it got into that situation and with his growing up and the like. Now that's the kind of thing I find scary. I find that disturbing.
Have you seen it?
I've seen a couple of episodes.
Me too. And it's remarkable. I didn't know. I think I'm in episode 4, starting episode 4.
Mm.
And I didn't know much about him going into it. And it so far, it feels like it's something he can't control.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something he wants to do. It's something he can't control, which is interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
So so far, he doesn't seem like an evil character, but an out of control character, which is interesting.
What he does is evil.
Correct.
But
it's out of his control.
It's interesting. We had a very similar case in London.
Okay. Jack the Ripper?
No. But it was. I think if I remember right, it was in the Muswell Hill area of London. It was a very, very similar case where there was a smell and the and all the stuff.
All the remains.
Were in the drains.
In the drains.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
And it was a very similar thing. Guy killing gay people.
Yeah. There's an amazing moment on that TV show, which I was fascinated and drawn to. The moment they tell his dad, the moment the cops tell his dad about what his son has done, and the reaction of the father, like, you put yourself in that position, like, how would you react if your son... And by all accounts so far in the TV show, he is a good dad. Maybe an absentee dad, but a good dad when he's there. What do you do when you find out your son is that level of a serial killer?
You see, if it goes back and the things that he did.
Correct.
And he encouraged him to do as a kid.
But I think what he encourages, he found something his son was interested in, which was autopsies or taxidermy. Like, you know, it's a big jump from teaching your son how to about taxidermy and then just going.
He wasn't teaching about taxidermy.
Well, he was teaching him about.
He wanted him to be a man. He wanted him to.
Fair,
to,
huh? Do you think he was a bad dad? That's a great question.
It's difficult, so I need to watch more of it to make him.
I'm still in the early.
But these things, horror movies don't do much for me. But these things, I find them disturbing.
They are very disturbing, and I don't know why it keeps happening in places like the States.
Well, say it happened in London as well.
Fair.
But the thing is, what is interesting in these things, and in a lot of cases with mass murderers and serial killers, that in the exterior. They're normal.
Well, yeah.
You know, they're very... like the guy Sutcliffe, who was the Moors murderer.
Ted Bundy was a yeah. apparently a super charming man.
Yeah. It's not... See, be careful of me.
You're charming? That's what you're trying to say?
Absolutely. Okay, got it. Absolutely. Yes. I don't know why you even had to think about that one. Let's take a look at... cumpleañero.
There we go. Cumpleañero. Singular. Exactly.
Oh, okay. There have been two people.
Just one birthday guy. Just one birthday guy. So anyways, as I mentioned, this movie is directed and written by Mr. Arturo Montenegro. Also, writing credit, Arturo Montenegro and Amit Nathani.
Oh, really?
Yes, he is. Okay. I was pleasantly surprised when I saw that Amit had a writing credit in this movie. Good for him. Starring Avida Abreu and Gaviñazo. Gaviñazo is a staple in the Panamanian acting world. Mm-hmm. She's in this movie again with Arturo. They formed a little
alliance.
Alliance, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're in a lot of their own movies. Give us the plot, Jerry.
The plot.
Here we go.
Jimmy celebrates his 45th birthday at the beach, at the beach house. He's surrounded with his best friends. The fun is interrupted when Jimmy confesses that he's going to commit suicide before the party's over. And invites them to enjoy a last weekend like never before.
There you go. Did you expect that plot, Jerry?
No.
There you go.
I didn't get a part either.
You didn't get a part?
No.
Oh, I did you audition?
No.
Oh, you don't audition. Take offers.
I don't audition because it might spoil things.
Super fair. Okay, anyways, let's go with positives first. Mm-hmm. First of all, Alvida Abreu, who plays Jimmy, gives a great empathetic performance. It's really hard. It's a really controversial storyline. And for the audience to be rooting for him throughout the movie and understanding his decision is really up to the writing and the acting of the of the actor. Mm-hmm. So he does a great job with it. Giovanni Alvarez and Julia Dorto are the standouts from the cast. They play a couple, obviously best friends with Jimmy, and their acting abilities, honestly, is above from the rest. They have amazing chemistry together. They react to one another in a great way. Like, I love when I see, especially a Panamanian movie with that quality of acting, and they show it, both of them. Yeah. Concise story. Told in its entirety on one location. I love movies like this. I love movies that are just take place in one location. You don't have to go through a million places and a million. Mm-hmm. You have to follow a thread. No, this is just in one beach house, one weekend. Let's go. Tell the story. Be concise. Be direct. I loved it. I'm a huge fan of those.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the film has sad themes, it's filled with great moments of levity.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yes, it is a sad movie. There is a underbelly for their fun weekend that is kind of grim, but they have great moments of levity and fun, and the audience can laugh with no remorse. I think it was great for the audience to stay in the movie, to stay in the story, to have those moments. Mm-hmm. I think he did a great job there. The film moves nicely, never drags. Sometimes drama movies, and I know you hate this, when the movie gets super slow and you like, this movie never does. It just keeps going scene after scene after scene, and you just keep riding the wave with the entire group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
The dog is the highlight of the film. You know me, I love me a good dog in the film, and this movie is no exception. This, it honestly, whenever the dog appears, it is setting the tone for what the scene is about. Okay. You can see the dog happy, it's a happy scene. You see the dog sad, it's a sad scene. Like, the dog is a great totem for where the scene's at this moment. I love it. I'm a huge fan. The film captures a close-knit group of friends really well. Obviously, you want to see the chemistry with the friends. You want to feel they have been friends for many years, and you completely do. And they also have moments and conversations between them, one-on-ones, that you feel the closeness. So, for you to believe that these group of friends would let this man do this, you needed to buy in their dynamic. And you completely do. Arturo writes and is able to capture what a real group of friends of their entire lives will look like, and I think he nailed that part. And the how mystery really achieves a great surprise moment for the audience. The entire movie, you spend it wondering how he's going to do it without his friends stopping him.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder, is he going to do it, obviously? And the payout at the end, or when the movie finishes, is really surprising for the audience. You don't expect the moment coming, and you even have a little jump. So it's a worth a watch, that part.
Okay.
You know me. I love me a good one jump scare is good enough. The negatives.
Okay.
Let's go into negatives real quick. One, Digbert Enriquez is the weakest link in the cast. I don't know. I've never seen him before, but from all the cast members, I think he was the weakest link. Gaviñazo's character, no kid storyline. They do like kind of imply it that they never had kids. They never really explain why or where, but they never really explored that. It's very about his husband Jimmy and the suicide thing, but she doesn't really get a story. She's just a sad wife. She's sad her husband's dying, and they don't explore her anything else from her. Why she doesn't want to have kids, why they don't have kids, et cetera, et cetera. I think they could have explored that a little bit more. The scene of accepting a sexual favor is complicated. This is a moment that happens in the movie that a sexual favor is asked, and the how that's developed, I feel it's untruthful. I don't think it would happen that way. It's kind of weird. It was kind of jarring to watch it on film. And some audio sync issues in the first act, which is ridiculous, and it's me nitpicking, but yeah, it was kind of weird at the beginning where people would move their mouth and different audio would come out.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's...
It's barely noticeable, I guess.
But it's subtitled as well, is it?
No.
No?
No, it's in Spanish.
It's just a problem with the...
Yeah, with the audio syncing. I'm sure they used the boon, and maybe they had to retape some lines, so the guy's talking, and you can see it's not really all there.
Oh.
It's not completely synced up.
Okay.
But it's again, nitpicking.
All right, should we take a piece of music?
Yes,
and then
please.
We'll final comments. Well, look at our final comments. Let me see what we've got here. Oh, here we go. Bit of OMD.
Is it Hot, Hot, Hot by Arrow?
No.
Oh, yeah.
We've done that.
Okay.
Get a message to the stars above. Fly radio.
Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, and we love you.
Thank you. That's nice.
I could see that coming.
That makes me feel good.
Hot.
Hot, and we love you? Come on, man. That's a great show today.
So, let's take a look, shall we? The final comments.
Yes, we're talking about Cumpleañero, the Panamanian film, directed and written by Arturo Montenegro. It will be the choice, the Panamanian choice for the Oscars this year. So, whoever, if the Academy voters are listening, vote for Cumpleañero. That's all I'm saying. You have a rabid fan base of Academy voters here, right?
Yeah.
Rabid fan base.
Rabid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both of them.
There you go. There's two. Well, man, that's two boats. Anyways, final comments on Cumpleañero. Listen, watching closely Arturo Montenegro's career is fascinating, seeing how he keeps learning and trying new things to add to his repertoire. This constant evolution has him in the conversation of the best director in Panama. I believe Cumpleañero keeps him in that spot. I truly do. People may say Cumpleañero tells a story about a topic hard to swallow, but it's fair to say that this film is not a story about suicide, but a story about true friendship and who's really there in the toughest moments. Don't miss Cumpleañero in movie theaters. Support the arts, man. I truly believe support the arts in Panama, and I think this movie deserves everybody's support, and they will enjoy it. Keep in mind, it's a movie. It is a drama. It is not an action movie. So if you're going to watch that, that's not it.
I'm surprised you went.
Hey, man, I'm a very dramatic person.
Well, drama queen.
No, dramatic person. There's a difference.
There is?
Well, yeah, that's my review of Cumpleañero.
Okay. Yeah. No, it sounds excellent. And, of course, we were chatting with Arturo here on the program not so long ago.
Yeah. What did he say? Did he speak highly of me? He did not. He did not mention my name.
I'm gonna talk to him. There was no "I can't wait for Andres" review.
There was
at all. No.
There wasn't this.
He's not
big
holding.
Drum roll.
He's not holding his
not
breath.
Not holding his breath. No, that's fair.
So what else is coming up? I mean, is it all sort of quiet at the movies?
No. It's starting to ramp up. This weekend we get two premieres. We get The Woman King, which is a movie that's quite interesting. I'm actually eager to watch it. I don't know if I'm going to have the time, but I'm going to try. And one called Fall, which is, I think it's your kind of movie. It's one of those movies somebody is in peril. They're about to die, but they can't move because if they move, they die.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know those shark movies where it's like a person on a rock and they can't move because the shark will eat them? Well, it's that kind of movie.
I like that.
You like those. I know you do.
I used to have nightmares of a kid, actually.
About being on a rock?
It was strange. No. I can remember it. It was like a recurring thing. I would be sitting on the sidewalk. I'm saying sidewalk because pavement, you probably wouldn't understand.
No, I get it. I'm dead.
Okay. I'm sitting there with my sort of legs, you know, over the edge on the road.
Okay.
And a big double-decker bus would be coming. And I couldn't move my legs.
And it's coming, and you're trying.
It never got to.
Yeah, because you wake up the moment I wake up,
and that was a recurring. But it was, you know, I was frozen. I couldn't move my legs.
There you go. I'll tell you the plot of this movie. These rock climbers have an accident, and one of their group friends die in a rock climbing accident. So years later, one of the friends was like, we got to get back to it. I want to get you back to climbing. I want to climb this antenna, this huge telephone antenna that goes miles and miles high. And they climb it. And when they reach the top, the stairs fall off or something. So they're stuck up there in the little antenna between two people trying to get down. Sounds really cool.
No, because that's another thing, is that I can't stand heights.
Like I know, that's why I hate them. I have huge height things.
I mean, I'm fine if I have like a railing in front of me or something like that. But if you take that railing away, I used to get sort of like butterflies in my stomach. I'd be at the, when I was a kid, I used to go to the movies on Sunday, and I still get this effect even to this day. But I remember I'd be on the front row of the balcony, and then you look up at the ceiling and there's this big light. Chandelier type thing hanging out. And I would imagine myself holding on to this lamp, this light, with nothing beneath me. And it used to give me like Like to, when you go over the top of a roller coaster in your stomach. You know?
I completely agree. I remember you remember these platforms and swimming pools. They like go like four stories high or something. And what's interesting about that, it's not so much the height, it's the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Like the wind is so strong at those heights
mm-hmm.
that you feel you're gonna get blown away from that. And I wonder how are they gonna film this movie. Because if they start filming from above and you see that, like, it's going to be, I can't wait to watch that movie because it does feel like I'm going to get a little.
Well, I'm going to wait until you've seen it and you can tell me if you fall off.
Oh, you should watch it. I think you would enjoy that movie, that kind of film.
I mean, this is the thing, you know, look at it like a pylon like that or something, or you look at the church art and then you have the steeple or you have a little, and you're holding on to this thing.
Yeah.
And I know that if I let go of it, I would just...
The grip is so hard.
You know, that you would fall. Even though, even if there was space to stand, I would still fall.
No.
It would be something I wouldn't be able to stop.
You know what's funny? I don't remember what movie they say this, but it's sometimes when you look over the edge, it's not about the fear of falling. It's about the fear you would want to jump.
Oh, you get drawn to the edge. Drawn to the edge.
Yeah.
I remember going to a, can't remember exactly where it was, but it was in France and on vacation. And there was this tall tower and you could climb up to the top. And I climbed up to the top of this tall tower and it was just like sort of ran out. And when I got to the top, I found out that it was just flat. There were no railings around the outside. It was just sort of like there was some grass growing on something, but there was nothing there around you, and that scared the living daylights out of me.
Yeah, I'm sure it's like 2 meters away from the edge, but you're still like, nope.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And you just get this feeling of being drawn to the
jumping.
Edge. Yeah.
But anyways, you should watch this movie. This movie's called Fall. I think in Spanish it's called Vertigo. But
that's a good word. Right? Yeah, vertigo. Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm excited to watch it. I got to be honest.
Because vertigo is when you lose your balance, and this is similar to. Just like I said, what I find is that when I get to even my balcony here,
if
you took away those railings and I'm stood there, I would get this feeling. That's the perfect word for it, because you feel you're losing your balance.
Yeah, I find funny that my wife has. I remember we had. You remember we had this bunny. We had a bunny. We had a bunny.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. Mm. And she would remember, like, she was like, baby, remember to close the balcony because you don't want the rabbit. Like, and I was like, do you think the rabbit's suicidal? She's just going to be like, let's get out of here. Boom. I'm sure the rabbit understands that there's a ledge there. He's not going to jump. And she was like, what if he slips? He was like, how slippery do you think the floor is that rabbit's going to lose so much control that he's just going to flail away?
All right, so all being well, you'll be back with us next week.
Yeah, Woman King and Fall. October's going to ramp up. When October shows up, big movies show up. We got Black Adam coming October 20th, which is the new Dwayne The Rock Johnson movie.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of award-winning movies. I think Don't Worry, Darling premiered last week.
Mm-hmm.
That's the movie where Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine.
That one. Yes, mm-hmm.
Which I'm not interested in watching. I find funny that the bad PR has drawn people to watch it. But I'm not interested in watching it. I'm assuming if you're a Harry Styles fan, you would want to watch it. But
I'm trying to think. There was a movie I watched. We watched the other week. It was one of these and other ones. It's about this girl. She books. She wants, goes off on holiday. She books a place in Italy.
Okay.
In Verona.
Okay.
And when she gets there, this other guy has also booked it. It's been like a double booking.
Oh, like a little romantic comedy.
And how they don't get on. And yeah, it was. And I really enjoyed those type of movies.
When was this?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, okay.
To see if I could see the name on it. TV dramas, comedies. But it was worth a watch. It was good fun.
And there's another one called Smile, a horror movie that's coming out that apparently is jaw dropping.
Mm-hmm.
It's super scary. Smile. So I like me an original horror movie, and I think this apparently has a huge twist that I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, the horror movies, and that's Jeffrey Dahmer. That's my horror movie.
Are you going to finish watching the show?
I shall watch them all, but I'll take it in in relatively small doses.
What you do is you watch an episode of My Little Pony and then you watch a Little Dahmer. You go back and forth.
I think My Little Pony is going to be a lot scarier for me.
You go back and forth. Try to neutralize the scary.
All right, man.
Sir, take care.
All being well. See you next week.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Andres Clementi with us here for this week's movie review, and that has brought us exactly to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperie.
Si los colaboradores de tu empresa suenan así cuando usan sus computadoras.
¿Ah? ¿Y ahora por qué demora?
O así.
Ven acá, ¿y qué son estas alertas?
O incluso así.
¡Ay, ya las se trabó!
Es hora de darles cariño y potenciarlas. Aprovecha el DataServe Black Week para empresas del 12 al 30 de septiembre y trae todas tus computadoras. Te las potenciamos con más memoria, más espacio de almacenamiento, antivirus y mucho más. Lleva un descuento del 10% si traes más de 10 computadoras y un 15% de descuento si traes más de 15. Visita dspma.com o visita nuestro Instagram @DataServePanamá y descubre todas nuestras promociones. DataServe, líderes en soluciones tecnológicas desde 1989.
And I'll tell you what, something else just to remember, you're only about, 2 hours and 45 minutes away from lunchtime. If you're thinking about what to have for lunch, well, why not pop into the Des Gourmets store, the delicatessen speciality food shop, now in Paitia Mall. This is next to the Panama Clinic in the Pacific Center. There you'll find delicious baked breads, the best cuts of meat, seafoods, tapas, recognized wines, of course, and gourmet products to heat and enjoy. So there you are. Go along there, get something, take it back with you to the office, heat it, and enjoy it. Doesn't get much better than that, really, does it? The Gourmet Store, they're in Paitia Mall.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Too much to take that I'll end.
hurts when I'm with you. Even though there may be times it seems I'm far away, never wonder where I am, 'cause I
Celine Dion and Power of Love bring us into this section of this morning's program. Let me say a very good morning to Christopher Boatman. He says, good morning, Jerry D, Yasmin, and listeners. You asked if you could hear Johnny Lang, and I am. And, well, we can do that. Here he is. Keep an eye on the time. We're 21 minutes after the hour from 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Feeling love.
Johnny Lang, and that is I Am, going out to Christopher this morning here on The Breakfast Show. This is Bobby Goldsborough and Honey.
See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran out to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve, 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad, but what the heck. Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. One day while I was not at home, while she was there and all alone, the angels came. Now all I have is memories of honey, and I wake up nights and call her name. Now my life's an empty stage where honey lived and honey played and love grew up. And a small cloud passes overhead and cries down on the flower bed that honey loved. And see the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big. And
I laughed at her and she got mad. The first day that she planted it was just a twig.
There we go. That's Bobby at Goldsboro and Honey. Time in the breakfast show this morning to say good morning to Yasmin.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Yasmin. Happy
Wednesday.
Yeah, thank you. There we go. Did you know that last track? Bobby Goldsboro and
yes.
Honey.
Yeah. Yes, I love it.
I remember because that was, that would have been 69-70 mm-hmm. because I remember playing that Forces Radio Charger. And I love that record. And I used to have a little mini, like a little mini tape recorder. Mm-hmm. A little bit. And you could get a couple of songs on it, that was about all. And I had that on it, and I used to play that incessantly.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yes, I am sweet. You only just realised. So what's happening in the morning, Yas?
Oh, well, today I'm going to another press conference at Multiplaza.
Okay.
We're going to be talking about the Folklore Day.
Oh, Folklore Day, yeah.
Yes. And I will tell you tomorrow what they're going to do soon to celebrate that day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That'd be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So, and so that's what, this morning?
Yes. And tonight I'm going to watch The Woman King.
Oh, okay.
With Viola Davis.
Oh, okay.
Looks very, very good, that movie.
So we get another movie review tomorrow, do we?
Yes, I'll tell
okay,
you tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, and what do you got? We've got a couple of tracks this day in music.
Okay, the first one is Ben E. King.
Ah, yeah.
He was born in 1938 as Benjamin Earl Nelson, soul and R&B singer with the Drifters, who had the 1960 U.S. number one and U.K. number two single Save the Last Dance for Me, and the 1987 UK number one single, Stand By Me, first released in 1961.
There we go. This is the first one with the Drifters.
You the eye, let them hold you tight. You can smile, every smile for the man who held your hand beneath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Oh, I know, that the music's fine, like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun. Laugh and sing. But while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance,
you can dance.
Go and carry you on dance. Till the night is gone
dance.
And it's time to go. If he asks, if you're all alone, can he take you home? You must tell him no. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me.
Oh, there's a good classic.
Another sweet song.
Yes, yay. Yes, say to me. Benny King, yeah, with the Drifters, it was in those days.
And the next one is Nick Nicholas.
He
was born in 1943 from Canadian-American rock band Steppenwolf, who had the 1969 U.S. number two hit single Born to be Wild, which is sometimes described as the first heavy metal song.
Okay, and purely by coincidence, we had a message from Renee and Rick. Uh-huh. And they're leaving tomorrow. They're going to leaving tomorrow for Greece.
Oh, yay.
For their holiday.
Oh.
Yeah, two-year holiday.
So cool.
It won't be. It'll be quite warm. But anyway, they say good morning or good Wednesday morning. Today is our last day in Estados Unidos, heading east bright and early tomorrow morning, off to Greece. Guess what they said? Mm-hmm. Please play Stephen Wolf and Born to be Wild.
What?
Yes. See, we're telepathic on this program. Yes. Here it is. There we go, that's it. That is Stephen Wolf from Born to be Wild.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then I says, wow, no way. That was this day music song. That's crazy. No, that is so bizarre, she said.
Yes,
it is. True. How weird is that? Yes. So don't worry, you go to Greece, we'll know exactly what you want to hear.
Exactly.
All right, because you're going to be hearing plenty of this guy. Demis Roussos.
Leaving you today.
That is Demis Roussos and Goodbye, My Love. You like that one, yes?
Of course. Yeah. It was nice.
Nice, isn't it? Yeah. It's got a sort of wavery voice. And very high-pitched, too.
Mm-hmm.
This is, so yeah, Renee and Rick, you have a wonderful time.
Oh, yeah.
We are on vacation in Greece. Nobody goes there for anything else. And I hope to see, starting, you know, you get there tomorrow, by the end of the week, I want to start seeing listeners coming in from Greece. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we want to say, yeah, they can listen to us in the afternoon while they're having their tea.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you
yeah.
see? There we go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll have the tea show in Greek. And by the way, the other requests I'll probably be getting. Anyway, you have a wonderful day, yes?
Oh, thank you.
All right,
much.
Yeah, because I've got Nana Mouskouri. She's another Greek. I tell you, I got more Greek music than got salsa music. having a good chuckle to myself right now. I do that all the time anyway, but listening to this, I remember this coming, but the only thing she sings is Carry Me On. This is going to be my number one karaoke song if I'm ever dragged into karaoke. That's Nana Mouskouri. Bet you can't guess what it's called. It's called Oompa Papa. No, it's not. It's called Carry Me On. following on from the Four Tops and Baby I Need Your Lovin'. That's the Isley Brothers, Behind a Painted Smile. This, take us out of this morning's program. Diana Ross and Supreme, Come See About Me. Sorry, I just felt like I needed a dose of Motown. There we go. That last one, of course, to say Diana Ross and Supremes and Come See About Me. And that's it. That's brought us to about the end of this morning's breakfast show. Been a fun morning this morning. And don't forget, we'll be back with you tomorrow morning, the same time, 6 o'clock. Big thanks today, though, goes out to Andres Clementi, for his review this morning, his movie review of Cumpleaños. And if you get a chance, go along and see it. He highly recommends it. So big thanks to Andreas. Big thanks also go to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio. Does all our work in the background there, all our social media, etc., etc. Big thanks to Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk. And, of course, to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. And that's it. Let me see what else I got to do. Yes, say a big thank you to the boys and girls at Grupo Agrada for keeping us up and running. As well as you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us. If you want to join us, it's really quite easy. You can just drop us a WhatsApp on 677-188-22-677-18822. Or you can call Yasmin on 223-5162. 223-5162. As I said, we'll be back with you 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Please take it easy. Whatever it is you're going to be doing today, just do it suave, all right? Especially if you're driving and moving. You don't have to worry so much about the traffic these days, do we? More about the holes in the road we have to worry about. Anyway, I will be back with you 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Remember, I want to be talking to you tomorrow, not talking about you. So from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.